Hey, welcome back for session three of Bots. Again, we've got Robert, MVP, and James, both from Black Marble. So far we've kind of covered off about the bot framework. We've talked about what it is and the different bits part of that. We've talked about things like Lewis. You showed a good demo of Lewis. So I think in this session we're going to kind of bring it all together, aren't we?
And bring it all together, make it nice. Just make it nice and sweet and show really how. Okay. We've got a framework that delivers most of the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
We've got technologies to deliver you AI in a box, yep. Effectively.
Yeah.
With a very crucial relearning facility.
Okay.
And then actually plugging all that together into a live bot. And then as a second demo, how do you then add sentiment analysis to actually really make that bot come to life?
Okay, so pretty demo heavy. Most of this session is demo. Right,
demo,
okay,
demo.
Perfect. So have we got a recap of what the scenario is? Is that
yes.
There?
That's the theory.
Okay. There's you two.
There's us two. The agenda, exactly as we said.
Yeah.
A Lewis recap, more intelligent bot.
Okay.
And then a demo of the two together.
Perfect.
So Lewis, as we said, is gives us the ability to actually take the text that's coming in, or we call them utterances in Lewis.
Okay.
Breaking it through our model mm-hmm. into intent and into an entity.
So Lewis is actually, just to recap, Lewis is an acronym for Language Understanding Intelligence Service.
Yes.
Always forget the I.
And it's really that model, the black box, and that's exactly what it's a black box. We provide it with what we're looking for, intent and entities, and it takes utterances and then turns them into intent and entities.
Okay, so in the second session we showed how it was trained, so now we're going to start to apply this out to the actual bot.
That's
okay?
Exactly right, yeah. So we've got this slide here to show you, you know, again from a user perspective, what we're going to be showing you in the demo.
Sure.
So we've got Amy talking to our bot over Skype.
Yep.
We then have this black box, which is our application, our bot implementation.
Yep.
We've already seen in the previous demo, we've got an API controller.
Yep.
If you want some kind of background in terms of, you know, how a bot application is structured, I'd suggest you look at the first session that we did this afternoon.
Yep. Yeah, you went through that, didn't you? Yep.
But basically, it's a web API exposed over a channel.
Okay.
So the API is kind of responsible for marshalling requests from the channel. We're going to use a Lewis dialogue that's categorizing intents. The Lewis dialogue is the thing that brokers utterances from the user and basically parses the intents from Lewis and the entities and presents them to the boss.
So it's like a mapping, I suppose?
It is. It's a mapping. So
like
in this diagram,
okay.
You know, you can see you've got Lewis on the right-hand side,
yep.
And it's the dialogue that's responsible for talking to Lewis,
sure.
And you know, sending it the utterance and getting back the intent and the entities.
Okay.
And then finally, we've combined the dialogue with Formflow to kind of show you how you can build a more like a business process inside your application.
Okay.
Almost. You know, for our sales example, consultant sales process has a specific process that we go through.
Yep.
So we need to guide the user, we need to capture certain pieces of information, so we use the form flow to kind of do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Good.
Okay.
So we've got a demo to kind of show this, what you've just seen.
Yep.
So
you're going to start off with that initial project you showed in session one, or are you starting from scratch?
I'm going to start completely from scratch, because
okay.
I'd like to actually show you the end-to-end story.
That's good.
From registration to development to up to publishing and testing.
Very
and
useful.
Azure.
Very
okay.
Useful. Okay.
So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Dev Bot Framework, and this is the place we go to register our bot.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to upload a custom icon that I've prepared.
Looks familiar.
And I'm going to call it Tech Days Bots Demo 3.
Okay. So you're putting in the ID of the bot.
Yep.
You're putting in handle and
so you have a name which is kind of like the system name, and then you have a handle which is how it's presented to users through the different channels.
Yeah.
And then the description, you know, this bot will let you talk to Black Marble about sales.
Okay.
Okay. Then we need to define a messaging endpoint. So we're gonna publish this to Azure.
Okay.
So that's our ultimate endpoint.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm gonna type that in. Dot Azure websites.
Then using that API messages.
Messages that endpoint at the end.
As we discussed in that first session. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Fine.
Yep, so, yep. So that's how the bot framework can communicate with your bot application. Okay, then we need to go in and generate an app ID.
Yep.
So we've got a wizard to do this. So we just give it a second and it'll generate an app ID for us.
Okay.
I talked about saving these settings previously. But it's a good idea just to, you know, while you're initially developing, to capture these three things.
Yep.
So we've got the app name, we've got the ID.
And then you've got the password.
And then we've got the password, exactly.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
So the password is kind of is presented to me mm-hmm. once. So I just need to make sure I store that somewhere securely.
Yep.
If I do need to retrieve that password, I can't retrieve it.
Yep.
I need to regenerate a different password.
Sure enough. Yep.
I think the universal learning here really is that Notepad is the most secure store for all of your passwords.
Very useful, Notepad.
Yeah, please don't take my example of storing everything in Notepad. This is really just for ease of demo.
Oh, yeah.
Although you are a Notepad MVP, so I'm sure you could talk at length about the security
and the joys of Notepad.
Implementation of Notepad.
It's hidden under being an Azure MVP, but it's really for Notepad.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I need to fill in some details about the publisher.
Yep.
So I'm just going to put company name, Black Marble. Then we need to provide some URLs where the users can go to access. Here we've got privacy statement, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That one there.
Like we had before.
Terms of use and bot website.
Yep. So we'll put those in.
So I'll just type
those will appear within your bot directory listing in various places, so yeah, that's fine.
Exactly right.
Okay.
And then finally, we have the option to add to Azure App Insights.
App Insights, which we covered off in that second session.
Yep. That's right.
So we could skip that for this one.
Okay, so I'm just going to click OK. It's created the bot now. And we have two bots created. We have two channels created, a Skype channel and a web chat channel.
Yep. So that's out of the box, you get the Skype one.
Yeah, it's all configured,
yeah.
Already for you to use in Skype, which I'll show in a second.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to skip to Visual Studio now and actually write the implementation.
Okay.
You know, what is our bot actually going to do? So I'm going to create a new project. You know, I'm going to use the name of the bot just for consistency, not that one. I'll just copy that from there. I'll use that as a name.
Yep.
Click OK. Using the bot application template again, exactly the same as
you showed in that session
as we showed
one.
Previously.
Yeah, we downloaded it from the dev.botframework.com and perfect. And it's going to create that boilerplate example, which was the Echo bot, I think.
Exactly.
The moment. Yeah.
And we're going to take that example and we're going to wire in the intelligence that Lewis gives us.
Okay.
Okay. So if you haven't seen the first session, the very first thing we need to do is we need to provide some configuration. We need to provide these three values.
So you're plugging those three values that you just got from the app ID straight into that. Okay.
Okay. So I'm just going to grab those, stick those in here.
Yep. That's hooking it all together.
Okay. So we've got a boilerplate Hello World bot configured now, as we did in the first demo. But we want to take it a bit further. We want to add intelligence to it. So what we need to do is we need to, you know, if you think back to the diagram that we just showed where we had the Lewis dialogue and we had the form flow, we need to build those components up.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I've got some code snippets that I'm going to pull in, you know, just for convenience, but
okay.
I'll talk you through what they do.
Talk to us about where you're putting them, you know.
In terms of you know, physically where you put them in the project, you can put them anywhere.
Yeah.
It really comes down to, you know, development standards
mm-hmm.
in the same way as any web API would.
Yeah.
I'm going to create a folder here called conversation.
Okay.
And I'm going to stick my conversation elements in there. Okay? So the first thing I need to do is to add my Lewis dialogue. So this is the thing that's going to connect to my Lewis model.
So that's actually a type of dialogue that you... is it a type of dialogue? Is it okay?
Yep, it is. It's the type of dialogue that Bot Framework gives you.
Okay.
It's already kind of configured to to, you know, to connect to Lewis.
Okay.
You just need to provide a bit of information.
Okay.
Okay.
You create the dialogue inherited from that.
That's right.
Okay.
Lewis dialogue. So I'm going to get rid of this, and I'm just going to drag across this code, and I'll briefly explain what
this
means.
Let's talk through that a bit, look at what's going on there.
So I'll just fix these missing references. And
okay, so you're just pulling in the namespaces that you need around that. Yep.
Yep, so we're... Okay, so I'll talk you through this. Ignore the errors, because we'll fix them as we add the other components.
Sure, okay.
So we've basically, we're extending this Lewis dialogue, which is, as I say, it's a component that Bot Framework gives you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can literally just take this and make use of it.
Yep.
The important thing is this attribute at the top, which is the Lewis model. And that's the thing that tells the dialogue how to associate itself with Lewis. So you need to provide two pieces of information here, the model ID and the subscription key.
So this is now linking this dialogue to the Lewis model that you created and that you demoed in the previous session.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, okay.
So I'm going to jump about a bit.
That's fine, fine. I'm just kind of linking it together there. Yeah, that makes sense.
So if we go back to Lewis. And
so I'm now back at lewis.ai, going in, and you've got your model set up here.
Yep, so I'm in the model, the sales model that we defined.
That we showed in.
So if I click on app settings, I get the app ID.
So
that's one of the pieces of information that I need.
Yep.
So I'm going to copy that and paste that in there. So that's very similar to the idea that your bot's got an app ID as well.
Yep.
Exactly the same. And you know, in the same way, you also need a key, a subscription key.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to...
Where do I find that?
It's hidden away. So if you click I clicked away from that quite quickly. But if you click on this little cog.
Oh, yes, yeah. Right, yeah, on the cog bay, yeah. Yeah.
And then that'll take you to a user management thing.
Okay.
And I can just grab that key from there.
Yep.
Okay.
That's useful. It was a little bit hidden away.
It is hidden. Want to be aware of. Okay. So. In theory, that's all we need to kind of connect it to the model.
Okay.
Now we need to tell it, you know, what are the intents in the model, how to map them to code.
Right, okay.
Okay, so the way we do that is, again, we use attributes. So here we've got a Lewis intent for consultancy.
Okay, so that was one of your intents that were mapped in that model, I see.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you're saying, okay, if that intent is picked up, then this is what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
The bot's going, okay.
Yep. So nice and easy to kind of get up and running.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
I think it's just a case of being aware that these things exist and being able to use them.
Yeah.
We then have other intents. So we've got technical leadership, you know, custom development, general, and then finally we have this one, which is our... You know, you remember Robert asked the question.
The none one, yes.
So this is really, you know, if any utterances have been provided that the Lewis model doesn't know how to deal with, it'll just return.
It says, I don't know.
So I'm going to make a general suggestion here.
Yeah.
Now, this is for demo. What I'd like you normally to see there would be, I don't understand what you've asked me. Please type help for guidance. And you add a help intent, which then gives you an example of all the things you need. Those two really simple tips will get you a really great feeling bot.
Yeah, absolutely agree. Because you're giving the user a way to move forward by saying, as you say, I don't know. You're like, okay, what do I do?
Yeah, but it's not.
I know. I appreciate it.
It's not the experience that you want to give to your user today.
That's a great tip.
Good one. Okay, so that's kind of how the Lewis dialogue maps intent, which is really powerful.
Okay. And then that's done a lot of work, isn't it? I mean, that's actually just that mapping.
It's trivial.
Yeah.
It really is trivial. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's being aware of these tools.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do now is, remember, we have, you know, let's imagine we're Black Marble and we have all these different sales processes for different types of engagements.
Yeah.
So for consultancy, we have a very specific set of data that we want to capture
mm-hmm.
from the user. So we're going to basically apply another dialogue, a form flow dialogue on top of this dialogue.
Okay.
Basically add it to the stack.
Okay.
So what framework will do, it'll maintain like a conversation stack. So we can kind of chain these up on top of each other.
Okay.
Okay, so here we create a new form dialogue of sales inquiry. If there's a technology entity provided by Lewis, we retrieve it.
Yeah.
So we've got a link query there saying, you know, retrieve me any entities where the type is technology.
Yeah.
So if you remember back to the model, we have a technology entity type. And then we pass that into our sales process to kind of give it a kickstart if we can provide any additional information. Okay, so I'm going to add the sales process now to kind of fill in the missing details.
Sure.
So the next thing we need is a new class. And I'm going to call this one consultancy sales inquiry. Maybe typo there, that's okay, I'll fix that.
Okay. Very easy Visual Studio.
Yes, Visual Studio does make this really easy. Again, I'm just going to drag this snippet across. This one's a
bit
easy.
Code there. Okay, so
it's easier for me to
let's talk through that code a little bit. So
if you've ever done any kind of C# development before, this should be really comfortable to you.
Yeah.
It's really just a plain old...
Zoom in a little bit.
Yeah, let's zoom in a bit. So let's see what's going on there.
It's a plain old C# object.
Okay.
So we've got a number of properties. Technology, you know, version of technology, telephone number, name. So you can literally just define them, and that can kind of be your information that you're capturing.
Okay.
But you can also...
And then an attribute to actually give some information.
Yeah,
to.
So this is kind of where you're providing your human, you know, your human friendliness almost.
Yeah.
So you know, rather than just saying,
what's
the technology,
saying. Yeah, absolutely.
Something a bit more.
That's that part of that personalization you were talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it makes it really easy to do that. So then I'll just briefly talk about what we're doing here. So again, I'm just going to fix these.
Just namespace again, then zoom on in again, and it's have a look at what's going on there.
So we're using this form builder,
okay,
which is kind of the thing that gives us the form flow.
So that's again in the bot framework.
Again, it's another component of the bot framework.
Yeah.
So you know, you install the bot framework template, and it gives you this out of the box.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So we've got a message that we're displaying to user first, saying thank you for your message.
Yeah.
And then what we're doing is we're saying, okay, I need the information for the name. Okay?
Yeah.
I need the information for the technology. I need the information from the version. And that's looking at the fields that we've defined on this class.
I see.
And presenting a prompt to the user using these properties.
So it's giving you that guided experience.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So we've got quite a nice definition there. Then we have a confirmation so we can can have some level of interaction with the user.
Yeah.
You know, say, are you sure this is what you want? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
If not, then, you know, obviously we can drill into that, you know, depending on the business process. Then finally, we display a message saying, thank you, I'll take some contact details if that's okay. And then we add remaining fields. So that will make sure we've captured all the information
that you
need.
That's powerful, isn't it? I mean,
it is super powerful.
A powerful way of being able to capture that data in a kind of structured manner. Say, we're going back to that point we were saying where conversations very quickly can become messy and in terms of managing it. That's doing a load of work.
It's doing tons. And to be honest, Simon, you could literally just, if you didn't have like a specific order in which you wanted to capture the data, you could just have that add remaining fields and just let this take care of everything for you.
Okay.
Really simple. And then finally, on completion, if I just zoom in, we are generating a card.
Okay.
So a card is like a visual prompt that we're showing to the user.
So you're starting to bring in a little bit of that extra kind of imagery or media or ways of interacting with it.
Just to kind of engage the users. In this instance, because we're going to be calling the customer back, we're saying, you know, Amy's going to contact you.
Yeah.
We show a picture of Amy.
Right.
And we say, you know, while you're waiting for the call, why don't you have a look at our website, that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
So obviously, it's specific to your application, but you can see, you know, we're generating an action which opens a URL to our website.
Yep.
We're generating a card saying Amy will be in touch.
Yep.
Then we're just sending that back as part of the conversation.
So it's pretty easy to put in that, additional.
But it's not just easy, it's the fact that sort of all the light up features like hero cards and all that sort of stuff are just baked in for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, remember, this is delivering over a whole variety of different channels.
Yeah, so what happens if I've decided to put that hero card in and then I'm using this on SMS, for example? What happens there?
You just have to be aware of the capabilities of the channel, really.
Okay.
Just,
will the bot framework handle it at all?
Yeah, the bot framework will handle it and present it in the best way it can.
Right, okay. But I guess you can pick up, thinking back to that message, you can actually see what message
you can.
You can look at the channel, you can make a decision on the channel whether to do it or not.
Okay,
The key thing really, Simon, is not relying on the card capability to deliver cards being there.
Okay.
You need to be aware that if you're exposing this over other types of channels, you need to be able to inform the user in a similar
good
way.
Good advice. Okay. Yep.
Okay, and then finally, I've just put a comment saying, you know, this is where you might want to wire into a CRM system.
Yeah, I see.
Because we've retrieved a customer inquiry, we create a contact in CRM, and we have all kinds of business processes to handle that.
So pull in that info, push it in, I can do that back end. Yeah,
but IT was a bit loath about us warranting on a live demo.
I don't know why.
I don't know. That's just that Rick fella for you.
Okay, so we defined our Lewis integration. You know how we get the intent to the bot
and
the form flow on top of that,
and the form flow. So we've demonstrated that those two components working together really nicely.
Okay.
The next thing we need to do is actually initiate that.
Okay.
So we need to update the controller.
So you're now going back to that main message loop, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get rid of this controller, this API controller, and just drag in, again, some more pre-prepared code I have. So.
But this is all the Git repository.
Oh, perfect. So people can go away and take a look at that. Okay.
We quickly dumped some code in, but you'll never find it again. No, it's in the repository, so you can look at it. That's all fine.
And I think you mentioned they've got the JSON model as well for the...
For the
Lewis model.
So it's
perfect.
So you can rebuild the whole thing and see you know, how it works. So in this example...
Can you zoom in on that, please?
Yep, certainly.
So have a quick look at that.
Again, we've got our post.
Yep.
Which should be familiar to anyone who's followed along. Basically, the bot framework will call into this when a channel receives a message.
Yep.
It sends us an activity object. We can then use that to kind of make decisions. Okay. So what we're doing is we're building a conversation with our Lewis dialogue.
Okay? Yep.
So here we've got this function called make route. So we're just navigating to there. And what this is doing is adding the sales Lewis dialogue, kind of. If you remember, we talked about a stack of dialogues.
Yeah.
This is kind of adding a dialogue to that stack.
Okay.
And Bot Framework will maintain all the state and making sure that when that dialogue's finished, it returns to the right place.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to kind of.
So you've got this chain of dialogues, and you're just adding that one in. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, in this instance, we've only got one dialogue we're adding, but obviously, you know, your application
might start right.
So in theory, that's everything we need to get everything up and running.
Okay.
So I'm just going to run this locally.
Okay. Using the emulator.
Yeah. Again, this is you know, normal development process.
Yep.
We've developed something. We need to test it.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll use our.
It built.
That's always a good start, isn't it?
For most developers, that means it's a shipping product.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you ship it.
Ship it. Yeah. Don't even test it. Come on. It's just going to work, isn't it? So again, we just need to copy
these
values across.
Yeah, you put the app ID and the password into there.
Yeah, so just grab that one.
And your port is the same, everything's set up.
So everything's set up exactly the same.
That's actually quite a, with the port, it's actually catches you out quite a lot. For some reason, I mean, mine changes quite a lot.
It does, I've noticed it changes by one.
Yes, that's right, yeah, 8 to 9, and it's just like, oh, it catches me out quite a lot.
Just one to watch out for. Sometimes Visual Studio will assign a different port if that one's been used. And you might find yourself debugging against the wrong bot. So just watch out.
Well, that happens more when you're doing demos than anything
else. Well, that's true, yeah.
So for most people, as it turns out, it won't matter.
No, that's true.
You'll generally
true.
Be doing
that's
what
true.
It wants.
That is true, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to type in a sample utterance down here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, I am interested in Azure Consultancy. Okay. And what that's going to do, that's going to obviously initialize our bot application.
Yeah.
And it's going to go into, because it's identified as your consultancy,
yeah,
it's automatically going into that form flow that we've defined.
Okay. Okay.
So I'll just demonstrate this and then I'll debug.
Yeah.
Zoom in slightly so people can see.
Yep, sure.
Yeah,
so we've
zoom
got
in a bit, yeah. And we've got the response on the right hand side as well. We've got Jason on the right hand side there. Yeah, yeah, okay. So it says, hi, thank you for your message. Before we start, what's your name? So now, as you say, we've gone into that form flow. So we've picked the intent up using Lewis.
Yep.
It's gone, okay, the intent is to I'm interested in this particular tech. And now you're going through that flow, which has been defined by form flow.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay.
So I'm just going to provide some information. Again, you know, this is a contrived example.
Yeah, yeah. But what happens if I... So there's no kind of sanity check on the kind of information being put in there.
So you can validate using things like regex and, you know, certain data types and things like that.
Because they're actually just get set properties. You can actually do the work inside the property.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'd say is have a look at the bot framework documentation, because it's got some really good, like, usage examples of different scenarios.
Okay. Yeah.
And it'll tell you, you know, if you want to do a regex match, for example, if you want to make sure it's a certain data type.
Yeah.
If it's mandatory, if it's optional, that kind of validation,
okay,
it'll do that for you.
Yeah.
So again, I'm just talking to the bot. I'm just providing it all the information that it needs.
Okay. So it's working its way down through that.
So it's saying, here, thanks. I'll take down some contact details if that's okay, and then someone will call you back ASAP.
Yep.
Asking me for a phone number. If you remember back to the definition of the dialogue, these are like the friendly prompts that
they're
we defined
prompts,
in
there. Yeah, making it feel a bit more personal.
So I do have a phone number, so I'm just going to type that in.
Yep.
And then we get our card presented.
It's a contact card, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's going to say, Amy's going to be in touch, you know, to talk to you more about this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, while you're waiting, why don't you have a look at some of the other services? So this is kind of engaging the user and making them feel
like it. I like it.
Okay,
yeah.
I've not just talked to a machine and that's it. I'm actually, like, you know, I'm actually engaged with Black Marble now.
Yeah.
It's quite compelling.
Absolutely. Yeah, putting a face to it really does help.
It does. You're exactly
like
right.
Yeah.
Now, what we're also able to do, of course, if it was a Skype channel, you actually wouldn't have a call. Mm. You'd actually just open up a Skype call within Skype itself.
That's true, yeah. So you initiate that from within the bot.
Yep.
Wow, yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Okay, so we are running a little bit low on time, so we'll move on to the slides and we'll move on to the
okay,
next demo.
Okay, so just to recap there, what you've done, you've taken your Lewis model, you've applied, actually built your bot using that Lewis model, using a Lewis dialogue, so that helps pick up the intent, and then after that you've used form flow to work down through a kind of guided request for input, I suppose, from the user. And then used a card to display some data at the end, or display some info at the end.
Yep. All in somewhere in the region of about 15
minutes?
Yeah. Talking through it as well.
Not bad, is it?
I'd say 50 to 60 lines
of
code.
Don't make it look that simple, I'm going to be out of a job. No, that's great. Okay, so that was that. So we've got, okay, so now we're on to sentiment analysis.
Yes.
Tell me more.
So we're able to actually take text and actually turn it into a structure which we can programmatically drill down on.
Yep.
The piece that's actually has foxed a lot of systems in the past is actually how the user feels.
Okay.
Now, there are times when you could say a lot of text is what you call neutral sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
I am interested in this. Would probably actually be a positive statement.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of cases when from the words that have been typed or the words that have been spoken, you could determine whether the person's happy or angry.
Okay.
In a lot of cases, really with bots, you really look at people who are not very happy. Because it's the, you know, if we're building something, it's a banking bot or something like that.
Yep.
You know, you want to know, does this customer need a different kind of attention?
So you're trying to pick up on user frustration during the flow, and what you're saying, okay, potentially if they're particularly frustrated, you could hand off to a human?
Yep.
Maybe?
Yeah. So if we maybe go through a couple of examples we've got.
Okay.
So again, here's somebody coming in saying, I've got an issue which has got like minor problems, could you look at it at some point? That'd be kind of nice.
Yep.
So we can actually run it through again, the black box, which is a common service.
Yep.
And actually say, okay, they're positive, but they're not 100% positive. And it'll give us a measure of how to deal with that as a problem.
Sure. Okay, okay.
And you'd say this is a, probably you'd class this as maybe a niggle, yeah, as opposed to a genuine deep problem.
Okay.
Still has to be dealt with, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Still has to be dealt with, but prioritisation is a different case.
Okay.
But say if you actually look at Lauren, who's clearly a little bit on the grumpy side.
I like the Clyde.
So, and say Lauren generally can be grumpy a lot of the time. My mini-me is shorter and fatter, and I'm fairly fat, but shorter than fatter than because I upset her once, and even 10 years later she won't make it the same size as everybody else's. So grumpy's there, but she's genuinely lovely. But, you know, the sentiment clearly on that message is, I'm in trouble, I want help.
Yeah, this is really important, this is urgent, yeah. So again, and we're using those cognitive APIs, the sentiment analysis. Yeah.
Says very negative.
Okay, we need to deal with this, because yeah, otherwise they're going to get, that customer's going to get, just continually get frustrated with that.
And now, there is the case, I'd put it just a slight word, warning of caution. There are some people who are just angry all the time.
Okay.
You know, so the best we can say is this messaging is, and what I'd say is as you deal with people over time, build up a record, and if they're angry all the time, you might want to deal with them in a slightly different way.
Sure, sure. Okay, okay.
But the best thing to do, because of time, let's step into the next demo.
Okay, okay, back lovely to James then on the demo.
Yes. So
are you using that same thing, or is this a separate demo?
So I'm gonna create a new bot just to kind of illustrate this. I'll rattle through creating the bot because we've seen it
yeah,
already.
Yeah, yeah.
But what we're going to have a look at now is cognitive services.
Okay.
And making use of you know, the sentiment analysis, determining whether someone is unhappy or happy.
Okay, so this is one of those services that sits on top of Azure ML that's providing you with some pretty impressive text analysis to determine sentiment.
It is, exactly right.
Okay, okay. So you're...
So I've got a couple of samples here. You know, you saw them in the slide.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you in the cognitive services demo portal.
Yep.
I'm going to pass these values in, and you're going to see
okay
how it you know makes sense of that.
Okay. Okay.
So if we have a look at the text analytics website in cognitive services, we've got a demo here, which is quite a nice you know way to kind of you know see whether it'd be useful for your application.
Sure.
So I'm just going to literally just paste in here.
So this is just a sandbox, a demo environment you go into and type this in.
Yeah, this is publicly yep available. You know, anyone can try this out.
Okay.
So I'm just going to paste this one in here.
Yeah.
Analyze, and it's pretty quick, and it gives us a result in terms of.
So what's it showing there? It's showing. Okay. So.
So English, it's picked out some key.
So it's confidence English. Okay.
Yeah. It's yeah. So yeah. I mean, the text clever analytics does a few things. We're yeah focusing on sentiment.
Yeah.
But it also recognizes the different languages that might be used.
Sure.
It also pulls out key phrases like here we can pull out urgent issue,
okay,
great problems,
yep,
you know, company in pounds.
Yep.
So we can get some like maybe you know hashtags off the back of that, you know, in terms of making sense of what they're trying to, you know, what they're trying to convey in the message. But
absolutely,
the key thing is the sentiment, which is 5%, which is
that's
very
pretty negative, isn't it?
Very negative, yeah.
Okay.
So if we try the same demo with this sample here.
Okay.
We can see that although they're reporting a problem, it's, you know, the language is positive.
Okay. 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 Yeah.
So,
yeah. So we haven't hit frustration level of that user. So in that way, we can start to think about the way that the bot responds to that user, but in a different way. You know,
yeah,
and they say not bringing in perhaps that human contact if it needs to.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly right. So we tried this out, and we know the text analytics is going to add value to our application.
Yeah.
So how do we implement it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got a link to the API up here.
Okay.
So if I just click on this, this will take me to like a document, you know, an interface documentation page.
Okay.
And I can have a look at on the left-hand side. We've got a post.
Yep.
For sentiment. So if I just click on that. It tells you, you know, what you need to pass it to the service.
Okay.
We need to pass a language. You know, that's English, French, Spanish, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We give it an ID. So, you know, if we're doing loads of different requests to sentiment analysis,
then you need to pick up whichever one I see.
We can pick the right one up, and then the text that we want to analyze.
Okay. Yep.
And then We can also test it. I'm not going to try it through this portal because I've got some code to do the same thing. But if you want to, there is a link up here to try it. Oops. To try it. So you can try it and you could edit the content of the message and,
okay.
and send it through. So it's yep. quite a nice developer
lots of experience. Yeah. Documentation is pretty thorough, right?
It okay. is very thorough.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm going to quickly register a bot. Like I say, I'm going to do this quite quick.
Yeah, we've seen this. No, that's okay. We've seen this, but hey, there's no harm in seeing it again.
So provide a custom icon. We'll give it a name and we'll call this one. Just keep track of where I'm at. I'll say bot demo 4. Get rid of these two because we don't need them anymore.
Okay.
Give it a name, description. That's fine.
Yep. Going down through those fields again.
And we generate an app ID and a password.
Is you store away again? Yep.
Grab that.
Whilst James is doing that, have you used some of this sentiment analysis in some of your real life bots?
In we've been using it in our trial bots, but not actually in the custom ones right now.
Okay.
I mean, there is also there's still the case of this is in preview right now.
Yeah.
So for customers,
that's fair.
We're hoping it's going to be out of preview rather shortly. Mm-hmm. So for commercial availability, then it makes a lot of sense to do it then.
Makes sense. But for the proof of concepts and things, do you find it effective?
Yes. It changes the tone. Now, I have to say, actually writing the tone of your messages coming out is it's not as straightforward as you might think.
Okay.
There's some good examples of how to do it in cognitive services and the bot framework.
Okay.
There is the psychology of how do you address somebody who's angry.
Right. Yeah. And that's because
you can actually do as much to antagonize somebody as not.
Yeah.
So you do have to be slightly careful. The big thing that's happening, you actually said it earlier, quite often in that case, it's transition over to a human operative.
It's understanding when to do that, isn't
yes.
it? In a smooth way, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And the cutter figures seem to be about 75%.
Okay.
Yeah, they're 25% happy.
Yeah.
At that sort of point, you really need a human operator.
You're starting to think, okay, fair enough.
But that's not fixed. I mean, that's
No. But that's from what you've seen through your initial work. Yeah, absolutely. Like I say we're early days on this now. So you slotted those app IDs in there?
Okay. So I've gone through the whole thing. I've registered my bot.
I've made
a note of the app ID and the password.
Sure.
I've created a new bot application in Visual Studio,
okay.
and I've configured it to talk to the bot connector.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's a case of wiring that sentiment analysis into our bot, just to kind of show you how that works.
Okay.
So again, I've got a bit of code as a snippet that I can just drag in, just drag that across, and I'll just talk you through what we've got here.
Can you zoom in a little bit, please.
Certainly can.
Yeah. Thank you. So we can just see what's going on. Oh, you're just fixing namespaces.
Zoom in. Is that better?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Lovely. So, first of all, we've got HTTP client. Because cognitive services pretty much exposes everything of a REST-based API, we can use an HTTP client to invoke this. Obviously, you don't need to use .NET to do this. You can use any language you wish.
Yep.
Node.js. And then we create a new object.
Yep.
And that object has basically got the ID. You remember when we looked at the API, we had the ID of the object,
mm-hmm.
just to identify when it came back.
Yep.
And then we had the text as well. We ship that up as JSON. So we bundle that up and package it, and then we post that to the endpoint. So we get to this point. And we get a response back from our REST-based service, which we then parse using JSON.NET. We then take the score.
So you get your sentiment score now, 0 to 100, what we were talking about.
Out
okay.
of there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we just present it back to the user just as a, you are
okay.
happy or unhappy. And then it shows you the percentage happiness. So it's obviously a really simple example, but it's really to illustrate.
Good. Yeah, okay.
Illustrate the idea. So I'm gonna test this locally first and make sure this works, and then I'll publish to Azure and we can
Okay.
You can see the whole story.
That'd be quite nice to show it published as well and through Skype. Can you show it in Skype only, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So, again, I just need to grab these values and put it in the bot emulator. So,
let's see if it works. And the emulator, I find the emulator so useful for testing. It's just...
it is fantastic.
It's a great bit of tool, though.
It does everything you'd need it to.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So I can type a message in. Just type in, I'm really angry. See what that does. Hopefully that should work.
We're all waiting in anticipation.
It is calling out to cognitive services at this point, so there will be a little bit of latency.
Yeah.
And it's saying, you know, if you can't see that, it's saying you're unhappy.
Okay, and there's your score. Perfect.
That's worked.
Perfect.
So
I'm glad they picked up your anger.
So we've developed it, we've tested it locally, we're happy that it's working.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to publish this out to Azure.
Okay.
Again, you can use the hosting provider of choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Azure.
In Visual Studio, it's very easy to push it out to Azure.
Very easy.
Yeah, so you're just going through the steps there.
Yep, so I can actually just create a new web app to deploy to straight from here.
Yeah.
So I'll just create a new one, I'll give it the same name. Take Dave's Bot Demo 4. Select a plan, that's fine. I'll leave everything else as default.
Yep.
Remember, it's just a web API, so there's nothing special about this.
Yep.
You know, there's no...
Apart from being a bot.
Apart from
being a bot. It does make it special.
It does.
Good point.
So Visual Studio is creating the Azure website at the moment, so this will take a minute to do.
Okay.
But once it's available, we can then publish this into Azure, then we can test it for real, you know?
Okay.
See the whole thing come together.
I look forward to it. Right, okay.
No pressure, as you
know. We're just watching the time ticking down to the end.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay, that's fine. So, this step normally takes what, for you?
It usually takes about, 10, 20 seconds.
Okay.
In fact, it's literally just done. So
okay,
I'm going to publish that out.
Yep.
When I publish it, I have the option to do a debug or a release.
Yeah.
Typically, you'd release it if you're obviously publishing it to a production environment, but I'm going to publish a debug build.
Okay.
Just in case I have time to show the debugging tools, I might not, but...
No. I'd assume not.
Yeah. Not a lot of time left on
not
the session.
Not a lot of time, so I'm going to publish this out. Okay. While that's going, I'm going to pull up the Azure portal.
Okay.
Sorry, the bot framework.
Yeah, dev.botframework.com, and you're looking at your bot here and you've got the different channels.
So we've got this button here which allows us to test.
Yeah.
So once that's published out, I'm going to use that that button.
Okay.
To make sure that the bot registration can connect to our API.
I see. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'll click that.
And hopefully we should get a success back. There we go. Endpoint authorization
succeeded. Okay, so that's now live in Azure. We can connect to it. Everything's looking good.
So, perfect. You know, I can obviously connect to this from my machine, but anyone can connect to it.
Sure.
As long as they have access to the information they need.
Okay.
Okay, so again, we've got these channels configured by default.
Yep.
I'm going to click the Skype one. That's going to add the bot as a contact to my Skype account, hopefully.
As easy as that?
Yeah, as easy as that.
Because it's live, it's sitting on Azure, it's easy as that. I know you mentioned before you needed a dev key, wasn't it? I think you had it, but effectively that's it.
So you can see it's there, it's got its icon.
It's wow.
Fantastic, it's there.
Okay.
And let me type in a couple of these sentiments so we can sort of see it working.
Yeah.
So we've got this one, which is a really negative one, shouty one.
Is it going to work?
Is it going to work? Yes, it is.
Look at that.
So there we go.
Well done.
And then
that's fantastic.
Build, deploy, and implemented in a foreign channel. When I mean foreign, outside of your control, in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. That's very. That's shows the real power of this framework and this whole kind of tool set. Really,
it does.
And this is where the separation of the bot and the channels is so important.
Yeah.
If that wasn't there, the channel connectors weren't there, this just wouldn't work.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the channels, the concept of the guys who deal with the bot builder framework and the channels have done an amazing job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I suggest we go back to the deck at the end and do the wrap-up?
So I think we've just got a wrap-up on what we've kind of covered off. So during the sessions, in fact, let's kind of summarise what we've done across the three sessions, especially.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about, why are bots happening at the moment, why why are they so there's so much interest in them? We've talked about the bot framework and what that is. We've then talked about adding in, showed how to build a bot. Then we've talked about things like adding natural language understanding via Lewis, and started then to talk about different types of dialogue we've got as well within the framework. And then at the end there, you kind of gave a great demo of showing another one of the cognitive APIs, which is the sentiment analysis, to start adding value to it. So, perfect. Have we got a link to resources at the end there?
There we do.
Perfect. So, here's some resources. We've got the bot framework, we've got the cognitive services, et cetera. And we've also, say, all of this code is available on GitHub as well, which will be put into the text for the recording. So that's it. We've come to the end of three sessions on bot framework and bots and everything else. And I just want to say thank you so much to Robert and James for, first of all, putting so much effort into the deck, but also all the demos worked.
First time.
Amazing. Yeah. I hope you've enjoyed it. This is actually the last session of today. Join us tomorrow on Tech Days Online, starting 9:30, when my colleague Marcus Robinson will be talking DevOps. All right, thanks very much, both.
Thank you, Harris.
Thanks all. See you. Bye-bye.